Welcome back, Sharon. I'm Amy. Today's topic is a strange little expression attached to an enormous question. Pidum, shorthand for someone's estimated probability that advanced artificial intelligence could cause a global catastrophe or even human extinction. A claim of 10% can sound either terrifyingly high or reassuringly low, depending on how the question is framed. But before reacting to the number, it helps to ask what it actually measures. Is the estimate about today's systems or hypothetical future ones? Does doom mean extinction, permanent loss of human control, or a broader global disaster? Over what time period? And is the probability conditional on AI becoming far more capable? Or does it include the possibility that such systems never arrive? Those distinctions matter because Pidum is not like tomorrow's weather forecast. There is no long record of comparable events from which to calculate a dependable base rate. Estimates instead combine technical judgment, assumptions about future progress, beliefs about institutions, and personal tolerance for uncertainty. Researchers focused on long-term AI safety often assign higher probabilities than mainstream machine learning researchers, while prominent experts can disagree dramatically even when looking at similar developments. The ex-employee part of the story can also pull attention in competing directions. An insider may have valuable knowledge of an organization's technology and safety culture. At the same time, employment disputes, layoffs, selective disclosure, and media incentives can shape how claims are presented and received. The sensible response is neither automatic belief nor automatic dismissal. It is to separate firsthand evidence from inference, and inference from a memorable headline number. We'll approach the debate as a problem in reasoning under deep uncertainty. What evidence supports concern, what skeptical arguments deserve weight, and how to interpret a 10% estimate without pretending it is more precise than it really is. The goal is not to hand you a single approved probability, but to make the disagreement itself more understandable. So here is the question to keep open as we begin. When evidence is limited, but the possible harm is immense, how much confidence should we demand before taking a risk seriously?